Blackstone Audio presents In the Shadow of 10,000 Hills, a novel by Jennifer Haupt. This book is read by Janina Edwards. Dedicated to everyone searching for Amahoro. April 14th, 1994, Mbaro, Rwanda. The girl waits. There are only the silver threads of a spider web swooping precariously over the top left corner of a window frame. There are no rays of warm light seeping through cracked glass. There is no slight breeze, no swaying jacaranda branch heavy with purple blossoms her mother sometimes plucked before church and pinned to the brim of her straw hat. These simple luxuries disappeared hours, perhaps days ago. She's not sure how long she's been curled up in the darkness, under the frame of a stepladder tinted with a blue tarp. Long enough that there's only the faintest odor of paint, turpentine, and a piney cleanser. Long enough that her empty stomach no longer gurgles, and the certainty of a machete blade slitting her neck no longer brings up the sour taste of fear. For as long as she can remember, her family has lived with the threat of death, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, as if each day is a gift, easily snatched away. It occurs to her that fear is what has given the Hutus their power. The boys who sometimes shove her into the dirt while walking to school, and the men who come to take her father's crops. It is some small comfort that they no longer have power over her.